Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. Good morning. Today, Pat and I would like to draw your attention to an outstanding online series we came across called Winged Warnings. It's a 6-week series about how birds are currently being threatened by changes in our environment and by some of the things we are inducing into that environment. It's sponsored by Environmental Health News and published in conjunction with National Geographic. We first heard about this when we read about the studies that are showing how birds are being affected by mercury in their environment. Mercury compounds are emitted by coal-burning power plants, as well as some chemical manufacturing processes, past and present. The studies are finding that ingestion of mercury compounds by birds alters their ability to learn to sing, and in some birds, their ability to develop feathers. This has obvious implications for the future of those birds, but it's a great example of a winged warning for us because humans are likely to be affected by the same pollutants. Another area of concern is massive die-offs and lack of reproductive success of seabirds in the Arctic. Studies are underway to determine the cause, but changes due to climate change are suspect.
When it comes to chemicals and broad planetary changes, birds have shown us that they are in a unique position to tip us off to health threats. Birds are highly visible. People track them, notice them, and care deeply about them. Of all the non-human creatures on Earth, birds are by far the most closely scrutinized. That translates into a robust body of knowledge about how and where birds live, a baseline for scientists seeking to monitor change. Looking at birds gives humans the ability to identify and quantify chemical threats across time and space around the globe. They can tell us a lot about what's going on around us and what we might not be able to see.
Perched atop many food chains, birds of prey, such as eagles and falcons, ingest chemicals from the things they eat. That means looking at birds can be a proxy for looking at plants, insects, fish, and small animals over time. Not only that, but about 1 in 5 birds migrates, so that these birds are sampling pollutants in many parts of the world. Scientists can capture birds, test them, band them, let them go, and then catch them years later to see what's changed. Birds also normally maintain relatively stable numbers, so when their populations take a dive, it means something's very noteworthy is going on.
Many birds also live a long time. For eagles and owls, decades. Meaning scientists can study a bird's life cycle and then extrapolate what would happen to a human exposed to the same chemicals from birth to death. Reading birds has been found to be a reasonable stand-in for a human epidemiological study, especially when it comes to the endocrine system. The Winged Warnings series, subtitled What Birds Are Telling Us About Our Planet's Health, explains that 1 in 8 bird species are being threatened with extinction. A Google search on Winged Warnings will get you to the site and to a number of interesting articles about threats to birds, including such topics as ospreys, puffins, artificial light, loons, and the toxins that are affecting birds. Birds are the sentinels. We need to be paying attention. We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.